It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The MTA plans to make major upgrades at two of its oldest, dreariest stations. WNYC Stephen Nesson visited both stops, which are on the National Register of Historic Places.
The Brooklyn Bridge City Hall Chamber Street Station was one of the first subway stations to open more than 100 years ago. The entrance at the municipal building is below a historic, well-maintained, white-tiled, domed roof. But down below, it's another story.
I was very surprised when I came here first time how disgusting this station is and like smelly, need to renovation from very long time.
That's 47-year-old Anna Warwa, who's been using this station for the past 18 years. Nearly every single column on the J train platform is chipped or missing tiles. Most are covered in graffiti. Flaps of brown paint dangle from the high ceiling like bats in a cave. But help is on the way. The MTA plans to spend $100 million on historically sensitive repairs, adding ramps for people with disabilities, installing new artwork, and repainting the station. The contract includes similar renovations at the 190th Street station in Washington Heights. It has stonework befitting its proximity to the cloisters, but many of the stones are chipped and cracked.
Doesn't it? That it look like something from the Hobbits? Because you walk right into the mountain.
That's 69-year-old Patricia Finnegan standing in front of the Bennett Avenue entrance with its curved rock face and small wooden green doors that creak when they open. The doors will be replaced with similar-looking ones, but ones that meet federal standards and can open with the push of a button. Stephen Nesson, WNYC News.